down in Kuf Chaf. So if again we bracha tefilas kli, it means shani yosin bracha tefilas kelim. You're supposed to make a bracha when you make a tefilas kli. Now, a lot of people, like they seem to have this minhag, they don't make a bracha on tefilas kelim, and it's wrong. So you're supposed to make a bracha on tefilas kelim. That's they're nervous. Maybe it's not chayav in tefilas kelim. Maybe it's owned by Jew. Maybe I don't know what. Maybe it's glass, which I don't know what the, you know, what's the difference of that. But the kids are, glass is chayiv. You know, there's a chayiv, there's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, and there's a chayiv bracha. It's not optional, it's a, there's a chayiv bracha. One has to make a chayiv bracha, and you should go ahead and make a, and you should go ahead and make a bracha when you do tefillas kelim. Like we said before, glass is one of the, I don't know, one of the misconceptions that it does not need a bracha, and rather glass needs a bracha. Now, but again, the nusach ha-bracha. So it depends. If it's one, you make a bracha tefilas kli. Two or more, you make a bracha tefilas kelim. You do two. So Shemzama has a shaila. What's going to be if you have a pot with a pot cover? Is that tefilas kli or kelim? Do you say the two parts to it? Or the tefilas kelim? Or if it's going to be. Or it's going to be one kli. And the difference is, sorry, one kli if you make tefillas kli. So the pasuk adavi mitzachas it to one kli, it's not two separate kelim, and you make a tefillas kli and not tefillas kelim in that type of situation. Now the Aruch HaShulchan does bring down, like Yeshua so nicely pointed out, that the Aruch HaShulchan says that the minhag is people always make bracha tefillas kelim. Now like the Shulchan Aruch, I call upon them, if you don't have a minhag, then you should do a vashtem in Shulchan Aruch. Like the Pasha Sahalacha, you know, if you have a family and like to make Tefillas Kelim all the time, then you do Tefillas Kelim. Now, it's not such a shver shayla, like the Lashon HaKashon Bem is in Kveda, like the Lashon HaKashon Bem is in Kveda, and it's not so much a Kveda. Either way, B'diavid Yaitza Keli, Kelim, B'diavid, you're going to be... Yeah, either way, Yaitza in Kveda, B'zava. And I was like, and therefore, either way, you're lemaitza, you're going to be yitza. Baita. If you don't have a minhag, do vashten shulchan aruch. If you do have a minhag, now, if you're doing a lot of kelim, so you're doing a whole bunch of kelim, lemaitza, you should, in terms of talking and schmoozing, why are you doing tefillas kelim? Sometimes you have like a whole lot of things to do, and are you allowed to talk in the middle or not? So, lemaitza, it's a birkas mitzvah, and if you do birkas mitzvah, you'd be mafsik of things that are not minyane, no shaykhs to it. That's not a good Jewish thing to do. And you're not supposed to be mafsik in between talking about things which are not... If it's minyan de tefillah, like open with the box or something like that, then it's not such a problem. But sometimes like talking things of no shaykhs to the tefillah, that's something which one should not be doing. And one should not be doing. You know, b'di'avad, is it a problem of, in terms of... Right, it doesn't give us how far away it is, right? If you talk to Avada, you're not making another bracha. But Avada Kachila, because you bring Oisik in the Tvias Kelim, you should not be mafsik between the Kiddikli, because the bracha of Etzim is going on all of them. And Lamaitza one should not be mafsik in the Etzim Tvias Kelim. Yeah, that's Seder. Mini Tvias Seder. Like, oh, take off the sticker, or make sure you go in, or drop it in. So halicha is not considered a hafsik. Also, it's not considered a hafsik, and the mice will not be considered a problem. Now, but again, just going. What do you say? It's the makar is really coming with chitzitzis and chitzchitas. That's why sheikh is not supposed to talk about chachil. And chitzitzis says you put in a lot of pairs of chitzitzis, and mishmorin simchas brings that. That's supposed to talk. So, you know, those are the rayas that we see that when you do a big chametz, you're not so, it's pashut. You mean mafsik, not mean yon, the other thing. Bidika's chametz night, right? There's a little different, maybe it's one bidika, so, but if you have two separate mitzvahs and you be mafsik in between, you're not supposed to be mafsik. Just to go back in terms of the kalim, in terms of what your, which kalim achayiv and tefillas kalim. So we saw metal, the six things brought down in the Torah, those things are going to be achayiv. Klisruchas is Darbanan, the gathered Klisruchas, we said anything which the Gemara brings down since it's something which could, if it breaks, you can fix it. Therefore, it's Darbanan, and therefore, it's going to need a Chiyav Tefillah. And the Shahaz by Klilunimim, that's going to be, and plastic, that's really the, I guess, the two modern day Shahaz, what's going to be the halacha with that. So, Luminim is a new thing, it's Tkuf HaChorina, and people use it. And is it Dini Klimachas or not? Because the Torah says, Sotomachas Achayav, Zav Ketzel Chayash Vidal, Basle Ferris. Tursus Dafka those, as much as the Sisik Sumban Kachavim Alamdin. The other ones aren't going to be Chayev, and therefore maybe only those are going to be Chayev and nothing else. The Tursus Sumban Kachavim Alamdin, Ismam Dalid, says that everything's going to be Chayev, which is examples, and it's going to be Chayev Mid Raisa. Ramoish, on the other hand's opinion was that it's not Chayev Mid Raisa, it's only going to be Chayev Mid Yerubana. Since the Tursus Dafka is 6, other ones aren't going to be Chayev. And Lamaisa, they're going to be Chayev Mid Rabbanan, and it's not going to be Chayev Mid Raisa. Why is it Chayev Mid Rabbanan? Because these things are things which are like Sukkah, something which you, if it breaks, you can fix. And therefore, it's going to be Chayev Mid Rabbanan. It's going to be Chayev Mid Rabbanan. Rav Yaakov is the fact that it goes back and forth. Maybe it's not even Mid Rabbanan, not sure. And Amos Yaakov over there says you should do it B'li Bracha. The Maisa, the minig is that we are Mechayev Tias Kayim on aluminum. We do it with a Bracha, whether it's Darbon and Dreisa. I don't know if there's any Achra, but the Maisa, the minig is that we assume that the aluminum is Mechayev Mid Dei Reis with a Bracha.
The Reis or the Bracha?
Wait there. Saying, take Fine. Now plastic. We spoke about plastic already? I don't know. Plastic is like this. That the klisukas is chayiv. Why is klisukas chayiv? Because something which you could fix, and therefore it's going to be chayiv. So mechisitzak and tshuva in Gemara involved in other places. He writes that plastic is something also. If you break it, you can fix it, and therefore he wants you to, at least a hard plastic akapanim, he wants to be mechayiv you without a bracha akapanim, maybe it's going to be darbanan, and if he wants to be mechayiv it. Lemaisa, we sort of brought down from the Chesubinu B'Shem, the Chazanish, the Tfiz Kirin book brings down from Moshe, and other Gedolei Yisrael, that they want to say that Lemaisa, they say plastic, and it's not why is it mechayiv? So the it brings that from the Rav Chaim is the Chaznash Kama Pumim. When a gay clean nylon, clean plastic, Mamalish ain't Sachat Vilam, Davik Kli Zephas. It's not a Kli which plastic is something which you can't use for a hat. It would melt, therefore it doesn't have a shame Kli to it.
Wouldn't it? Or you can't use it in fire.
With fire. Zephas is the such the Mishnah can't give him a Mishnah Zayin. Oh, I had that last night, my son. Okay. Zephas, the Eitzim, that. Zavas Eitzim Eitzim, that the lach is over there, that's not considered a kli, and something which can't be shimus with hat is not considered a kli. There's other svaras to bring down from Mamal Hill. In other words, that could be the kli schuchas, which is chayiv, is only something which is dafka that in Beil B'chidushai, and things weren't around B'mei Chazal, maybe they weren't gezeron, and therefore that's another svara why they bring down that maybe going to be putter. If that's going to be the svara, then why is it different than aluminum? Because it's the same thing as aluminum, which is just stickle or other. Why is aluminum any different than aluminum? It's the same svara. Aluminum seems to be negative yichayev. And by plastic, we have Ramosha and Henk and Chazanish and others, they so seem to say the minig is that they're going to be putter. So why is that that's minig not 100% borer? So in Ray Felder as a safer, he brings down that the AS to Ruvain. Here's for Ruvain, who said B'Shem Ramesha, that, thanks Shlomo for that, if you get any present, that Ramesha brings down, that so Ramesha said the trick is, that Davos Gemara says something which has a dimin to schuches, they can fix it up, it's only something which is, it's, it comes from the ground, therefore it has a dimin to klimataches, it's a material that comes from the ground, plus it has also this combination that you could, if it breaks you fix it. So therefore, that's the type of thing which is going to be chayiv. It's something which is synthetic, has no shaykhus to the ground, has no dimyun to matachas, about the chayiv kavna. What? Yeah? Sure. But akapanam, you want to say maybe it's that. That could be a chilek. That.
There's
two different Oh, it's easier to understand that kli matchis, in other words, also in stam in the svarish of it's much easier to understand that. In other words, kli matchis is chayiv deraisa, right? Let's say when I say the only dove, if it goes six. If it goes on kli schuchis, because it has a dinim to kli matchis, kli schuchis has a dinim of like matchis, same with shumas, it's like that. Come on, matchis itself is pasha that's going to be in the gzeira. Now, the kimlon that goes on schuchis like matchis, so schuchis is like matchis. Now, it's mistav that matchis also be nichlan on that gzeira. Of the, if there's a dimyum between tzchukas and machis, so the machis, machis is going to be zero, and therefore that's what they want to say the minhag is that aluminum is chayiv and plastic is going to be potter. Is it like, no, but you know, that seems to be the minhag. All right, Berkowitz, he tells you he's macaron plastic, like the Michis Yitzhak. Yeah.
Because yeah. It's his uncle.
Oh. No. No. Was family.
With the
bracha? No. Says without a bracha. But the nice thing, I'm going to go most kai, so the nice thing to make. The physical jury brings down the shes, Yavitz. Kalem abam, edinus yam shnicker porcelain. Adamic chisuches, ain't so good feel as you do, she's saying melachal, or menadamo, kamachas, or pasha. I've got shayt fillas on bother, chisuches, shayt feminayu. Therefore, he says the porcelain is not going to be chayiv, and porcelain like it's cheres. Now, the mitzvahs with a lot of the porcelain, you know, is you have those mugs. So the question is, the actual porcelain cheres is not going to be chayiv. The question is, it's at a tzipoy. So on Monday we spoke about the lachat tzipoy, different rishim achav shishenim, tzipoy fenim chayiv, tzipoy chutz is chayiv. You do it b'li bracha. If you do it b'chutz, it needs bracha. But the Kiryag points out, even if you say like a tzipa b'chutz because needs a bracha, or just a tzipa b'chutz needs a bracha, or a tzipa you're covering. So there's three shitas, right? Kitzur, the way we pass again is the Ramah is, if it has a tzipa on one of them, either b'chutz or b'chutz, you do without a bracha. If you have both, it needs with a bracha. Zaki kivega, tafka, if it's a tzipa, but gluzer, whatever the thing is, loyavarech. What does it mean? It's a very thin, thin layer. It doesn't have any chashivas to it. And therefore, you're not going to make a bracha. So they say the mitzvah is on those earthenware mugs. If there is some type of covering, it's very, very thin, it's like a gluzer or whatever, and it doesn't have any chashivas to it, and therefore they would not need chiyuv tveyas kelim. What we did in China also, kepshute, most of them also, very, very. If there is anything, some just say it's a spray, there's nothing there at all. And what? What little glass thing. What? Aloy Varach. It's Aloy Varach. Yeah.
Not so.
I wish
I was trying to make a bracha.
No, bracha, no, you're talking about. Sure not. Now,
sure
not? Bracha, no sign in the world. The question is, China itself is not chayiv in tefillas kelim. The question is there a tzipoy to it? Is there a covering to it? Is there a covering to it?
It would be a thick
glass thing. Yeah, anyone break China recently? No, nothing broke. Let's bring in a piece. Check it out. Say what? Well, say. A lot of people do it, but
some people don't.
I think the mitzvah is that there's nothing really there, just a very thin spray. Davin is something which is after I have to get the krimer gun again, the cleaver's head.
It's glass though?
I know Rabbi Brunkantz wrote in the Pesach book years back that China just has a spray to it, there's nothing in mamish, nothing there. And it's from Davar. It's not really something there. Right, you know, he's not. What? The top is the Mitzvah, for sure. I mean, yeah. Yeah. I have to check out the Mitzvah. But I think the Mitzvah is, my understanding of Mitzvah is, this is a Mitzvah question. Does China have a coating, or just like a little very thin spray? If it's a thin spray, it's potter. If it has some type of coating, it's going to be chayiv. I think the Mitzvah is that it doesn't have. But right, if you have anybody who knows such a thing?
Yeah.
No, sure not.
Sure not, bro.
No, man.
You want to make China, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so email him and ask him how. I think the Mitzvah is. Look, I personally do not have my China. As far as I know, I didn't do it at least. Can't say whatever. No, it's not a right. No, sorry, I have to get permission right. So the lashon is lo yivarech. If it's just mamas, there's it could be it's not a tzipa at all. That's a shot. Is there a tzipa or not a tzipa? That's a shot.
Is that even a
glazer? I need something there. I have to get permission.
And if it is a glazer, who said it?
If it has mamas, no. If they do a glazer, they think I get fine. Let's see. What is that?
No.
What is that? You have to say, ask somebody who makes something, find out from Nachum's uncle. We'll get the hachra.
Why did Rebbe not title his?
My understanding is that there's nothing there. That's my understanding. Now, if I'm wrong, if I stand it corrected, maybe I'll go home and do it today. I'll find out if I'm wrong. But I thought the mistake is that there's just a very thin thing and there's nothing, and there is.
No.
The clock may have to be table because of the glass cover. Lenny has tight to you. I mean, I heard somebody once say that, no. The crack pot is cheres, but the glass cover is. And so maybe the glass cover is tuffled to the cheres and the fiat pot. I don't think so. I think.
What about only
you need a glass?
I think.
What
do you say? Yeah, okay. Unless there's some separate tzipa. If there's no tzipa, it's a clear cheres, and you not have to go ahead.
Have you ever done the table
crack pot? I don't have a crack pot, but you don't know. What? No, it just broke a while ago. I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't fill the crackpot takes a lot on the generator, so it's not so practical. So it takes a lot of wattage on the generator. It takes a lot of wattage on the generator, so it's not so practical. No, they only you get more. They only give you some amount of electricity. They don't give it to you. They don't give it out.
Huh?
No, but they only let you take a certain amount. I'll knock the system down. That's all. You can't. Fine. Right there.
Sure, you'll be the first one to yap.
Yeah, so when they gave me Toivel and where you have to be Toivel in, so it's. When they gave me Toivel, so you have to be Toivel in the mikvah, right? We mentioned before, you have a very big kli. The Chacham said you have to be Toivel kli all at one time. You can't be Toivel half and half. So we said, in terms of sometimes if it's too big, you go into the men's mikvah. So if you tell the men's mikvah, you have to make sure just it's a kasher mikvah. Not every men's mikvah is a kasher mikvah for a tefillah. A lady's mikvah for sure is meant to be kasher. A men's mikvah, because some of them are lav dafka. Their halacha is mashi. You can use mayim shuvim for a men's mikvah according to moshitas. They're not so machmir on zoichlin. It's much more kal. Tefillah for a tesefes kedusha or tefillahs for a balkari. Tefillahs ezra is much more kal than a tefillah. And lav dafka their makbid. Now, a lot of mikvahs which have a lady's mikvah right there, so they just attach it. They do a shaka and they attach it. But they just have, if they just have a men's mikvah without a lady's mikvah, most places don't, right? Most places have men's mikvah. Huh? I have no clue. If there's a men's mikvah and a lady's mikvah, where they're building those shuls? Yeah, and there's also, it's sometimes you have to know filters, sometimes there's a hack, what type of filter they have. If the filter's on. What?
Nothing in life is simple.
What?
Now you're going to make the brother.
Is there a kokara in the filters?
Yeah, not long ago.
Oh, Mr. White's on that? No way, right? Yeah. What is that?
Nothing simple.
Fine, I'll find him. No, but that guy, the real cold car is no. I don't know, I'm not on top of it.
What's the filter? Who makes
filter is the thing which cleans all the hair and things which are flowing around the mikvah. So it's a question of number one is Shiloh Shuvim. That's what Shiloh, you have to make it. It's true. There are plenty of ways to get around. Plenty of ways of doing it. It's not so complicated. But that's one issue. And there's the issue of if it's Zoichlin, if the water is. A mikvah has to be Bashbarin. It's not moving back and forth. If it's sort of flowing, so a mikvah is no good. So there's a shaila from the Divrei Chaim, it's chumra Divrei Chaim al kapanim, that if the water is zeichlin out of the mikvah, if it's going out, then it's a problem. If the water is flowing in, is that a problem or not? You know, is the filling up the mikvah while you're going into the mikvah? Is that a problem or not? So zeichlin into the mikvah already? Is chumra Divrei Chaim ready to machman that? What's machman? Kids are giving shalas zeichlin. So then the term of the ocean, okay, just kids in the ocean. whether it's he goes on seas or you always got this bin of man, we get these type of questions. You're in the middle of nowhere, can you table in the ocean? So the ocean is a mayan. A mayan is matar v'zeichlin, something which is said in English, like a water source, like it's an ocean over there, there's no problem. Even if it's zeichlin, even if the water is moving around, you know, it's in the waves, if it's the ocean, it's not going to be a problem. A mikvah has to be stationary. A mayan, it could be, you can make a bracha there. A mayan, if it's a mayan, it could be, it could be even flowing. And a ocean is definitely a mayan, and it's not going to be a problem. Where it gets complicated is if you have a lot of rain, there's more rain than the natural water, that's where the shaila comes. Because rainwater only is kosher for a mikvah, it's not kosher for a zeichlin. Am I going too fast? You know what zeichlin is? A mikvah has to be stationary, right? Stationary is that it can't be moving around, it can't be flowing. How do you fill up a mikvah? Mikvah is from rainwater, right? Rainwater is something that has to be bashbarim, it's not a type of zeichlin. A water source can be moving around. So ocean can move around, it's definitely not a problem. A river and a lake gets complicated. The complication is, if it's stationary, it's definitely okay. But if it's like the water's moving around, how much? The deal is not 100% clear. The water's moving around, so you just have to know, is it mostly natural water? It's a water source, the river and the lake, or is it coming from rainwater? And is it rainwater? If it's going to be really rainwater, so then it has to be matar dafka if it's not moving around. If it's really from the water source itself, then it's matar even. It's matar even v'zeichlin. There's a whole sugya in many places in Shas. I don't know if I'm out there. It's in the Darum. It's in Chayrus. A couple other places about when Shabbos also, when it rains, do you say that Pligi Shmuel Shmuel, three members of Shmuel? What? And Nidos are right over there. The Son of Love over there. Three members of Shmuel, whether we say when it rains, do we say the water automatically more water comes from the water, or Shmuel made for his daughters Mikvayis and Nisan and Tishrei is Chesha rainwater. Because also Sigarucha, whether you have to be Cheshish, that is rainwater, not rainwater. Kids, if you know it's not rainwater, it's definitely okay with Zeichlin. If you're not sure, because it's not so posh. That doesn't help. But I have the lake in. But like, how's it possible? I was like dead like 40 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't change the rainwater and the. Oh, yeah? Okay. There'll be. Kids, if it's. Yeah, but why don't have the lake in Lakewood? Is that's probably where it doesn't move, right? It's a very calm lake. It's moving.
It's telling you it's moving from a boat.
But, kids, the ocean is always going to be okay. River and lake depends whether it's rainwater or not. Even that, it's a side with the Chishman Astam. No, low posture. Okay, yeah. Right there. In Siftala, in order to be Chayav Tvias Kalim, so there's one, the couple time to be Chayav Tvias Kalim. What time is it?
12:15.
Okay, let's move over here. In order to be Chayav Tvias Kalim. Yeah. The tender's coming soon, right? What time are we leaving?
Nice.
Oh, okay, I have time. You're sure getting nervous. Okay. In order to be Chayav Tvias Kalim, so you have to have number one, that it's bought from a goy. We'll speak about more about that. Two has to be a Kli Suda. Now, what's called a Kli Suda? Kli Suda is, we do two halves extremes and one case in the middle. Anything which you use at the Suda, you eat with, forks, knives, spoons, plates, that's considered a Kli Suda. Something which makes the food Roy L'Achila, a pot, you cook macaroni in it, that's a Kli Suda, makes the food Roy L'Achila, that's going to be considered a Kli Suda. Things which are for sure not Kli Suda, things which happen to be at the table but not shaklis to the food. I heard somebody say, you have to table your vase because it comes to the table. It's Kli Suda. It's ridiculous, okay? You don't have to table your vase. A napkin holder. About that's not called Kli Suda, just because it happens to be on the table. You know, like the hacker you put Felchus Nida, that's not to go to mikvah, right? If it's the right material. About that's not considered. No, I knew that I could wake you up. I'll go find him.
No, you're the flower files guy.
That is not. That is not going to be mechayev in Tfilas Kalim. Things which maybe help along but don't touch the food. For example, corkscrews, or milk bags, L'chaira, a milk container, as if it would be an invitable hard plastic, that's not going to be chayv, because those are things that never touch the food, and therefore that's not going to, it's not going to be chayv, that never touches the food. Something, what did you say? Somebody says about a meat thermometer, that's not a sack in the oichel, and just, because it doesn't change the food, and it just gives you information. And
that, know
what that is? Meat thermometer is? Because my chavrusa has one. And he asked me a lot of shayas about it over the years. What do you say? But why? Maybe I have one. Like, what will be? No. Not happening?
What about scissors?
Well, it comes together with the crock pot?
And the generator on
Shabbat. Okay.
Scissors that you cut chicken with?
Okay, so it says that Shakin Shashchita, Yesh Mishem in Tzitzar, Tfila, Yesh Kolkin. Two shitas why they have to sack a shashchita. Toiv, l'toiv l'bei bracha. Good, nice Jewish thing to be toiv without a bracha. Then the Mechaber Rambam brings down, what's the Mar Paskin? Toiv, l'toiv l'bei bracha. It's a good thing to do. You mechuiv to sack a shashchita? No. Good, nice thing to do. Barz l'lem shem sack a b'hem ha-matzei, shein tzich and tefillah doesn't need tefillah. So everyone asks, what's the difference between the Barzalim and the Sakan Shashkita? So the person saying Sakan Shashkita, it's like the Shach. It's not Kli Tzuda, the Ha Behim Achaz Zachila, Mishum Achilei Chashav Kli Tzuda, the Adayin Tzich Bishol Eitzli. Since it's not finished the process, you need Bishol Eitzli, therefore it's not the end process, so therefore it's not considered a Kli, and therefore it's not going to be Chayav. So the reason Sakan Shashkita is something which is a Chilek of the food processing, not the Seif Dover. That's machlekes, do you need it or not? Toiv l'toiv b'lei bracha. Then the shach is, by the way, so why the barzalim, which helps for the, like the rolling pins, whatever it is, why is it different than sakas hashchita? This etter brings the two together, and why should it be any different? And for the shach says, yesh l'chalik, between the sakas hashchita, that's something which is something which a person could use it for something else, a knife, and sometimes a shimush somewhere else. The barzalim, which have no other shimush somewhere else, that does not need tefillah. Shaking over here, this is something which a second can be used for Michael Acher, therefore that's something which would be Toiv, the Toiv B'loi Bracha. Now, according to the Shach, anything which only has one Yichud, it can use something else, and it's not something which is used on the final process of the food, that is something which you're not going to be Chayav. So, according to the Shach, rolling pins, cookie cutters, sifters, all these things, vegetable peelers is Roy Lachila now at the end, right? After you peel it, no?
You
peel a carrot, then you can eat it. I mean, you peel something, now you can eat it. So.
You can eat cookie dough also.
Potatoes you can.
You can eat cookie dough.
Right, something's yes, something's not. But if it's a potato peeler, then according to the Shach, he's saying that only something which you can is a knife, just use it, you miach, it's not a shechita, that doesn't need tefillah. But the barzalim, which is the sack of the matzahs, we're not need tefillah. The goin, so, and the Taz will say, like, no, there's no difference. Just like, because it's bad, it's perhaps a knife. It's something which is bad, it's a kli. I use it for shkita. So, no. It's bad, it's right to be used for other machalim. And therefore, it's perhaps a kli. Mashenkein is something which the whole yichud is, or something which is, the whole shimush is not shy if it's used on something which is a gemar dover. Over there is not going to be chayiv. The Taz and the Goyin Yidal say, there's no difference. Just like Saka Shkita is going to be chayiv. Within the barzim would be toiv l'toiv b'lei bracha. So there are a lot of common afkaminas of this, right? Where you said cookie cutters, sifters, all those things. We tell it, according to the goyim, the taz, you should toiv l'toiv b'lei bracha. According to the shach, it's going to be pater because it's not a, it's like a, it's not something which is a knife, and not something which you can use for different kli, different shimush, and therefore it's going to be pater. Chachos Adam just brings down like the shach. It says that's not going to be chayiv. Kitzus is a big machlokes. Taz is going to hold the chayiv. Chachzon of Shach hold the potter. I think if someone was showing the OU handbook, they say you potter. You know, the different minhagim copy this. It's machlokes between the Taz and the Goyim with the Shach and Shach and Chachzon. And
did you say
it's not the rights of a chalal? Oh, it's because metal. I mean, you could say the whole Ramah is toiv v'tevel loy bracha. It's not a good thing to do. It's not a chayiv. It's not a gerdin. He holds the chumra. So handling a machlokes, whether you have the chumra or not. Definitely my idea on this one. I have to do it. Now Benigeya cutting a nutcracker. So Shevi Levi says that it doesn't touch the food, therefore it's not chayiv. Shem Zalman says no, being that you bring the nuts to the table like that, he wants to say that's considered that it's like touching the food, and it's considered klisuda, and therefore Shem Zan wants you to go ahead and go ahead and be table it.
So a knife that you use open packages is the same. You have a regular knife, like a box cutter.
Why is it not a cork?
The scissors that you use to open packages.
A box cutter.
Box cutter.
A box cutter? Or just kind of
open the boxes.
No, that's not going to be. That's not going to be chayav.
Why are you using to get to the food?
What do you say? Like you're using get to the food. He's saying the nutcracker. You bring the nuts to the table like that. So it's like we look at it as like a chelik of the Michael, and right. It's definitely more pashut to say that it's not chayav. It doesn't touch the food. You know, definitely. No, that for sure is not going to be chayav. That's
not that. Chicken.
Why should we be chayav?
Touching the food.
You're cutting the chicken, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that for sure. Yeah, sorry. This is your cut. It's like a shashkid. That for sure. That for sure is chayav. Yeah.
Right. You don't make a bracha on chicken.
Anything which is not the safe davar, the food's not totally ready to eating, you definitely do not make a bracha. A pot, you cook, the food's ready. Spoon, you eat the food. Anything which is not the final product of the food, and something in the process of preparing the food, there's zero time to make a bracha. It's a good thing to do, bali bracha, good thing to do. Even on the... Now, in that good thing to do with bali bracha, it's not like this. Is that dafka by a sack and a knife, which could, is betzim as a knife, it is betzim as a kli, can be used for other things. Something miyuchad, like a cookie cutter or a sifter, is miyuchad for something which is not the final product of food. There is no chiv. That's the sheet of the shach. And the chavos adam, the goyin, and the taz is saying no. Any that they learned that the barzim are going to be chayiv. Why? Anything in the process, in the making it, which is not the final process, that is something which you do. Definitely you cannot make a bracha. You know, there definitely is malkoim to be make. That's a big deal. You have a liquid down the block. You know, there's a goyin in the goyin and the taz. So you chayiv. You know.
A nutcracker and a corkscrew.
Corkscrew for just potter because
why,
it's just.
Why open the table?
No, because it's saying that the yichus of a person is that when a person looks at a corkscrew of the bottle, it's that he's just opening up the bottle. You have something in the way. You're just taking it out. You're just opening up the bottle. It's not much thinking a nutcracker. Which is being that it's derech to bring it to the food. You recycle it more of a chilek of the food. It's hard to rush them. The pastor says that when we're thinking nutcracker is potter, and we think that we're not thinking that's going to be chayav. Right. Yeah.